Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America. How are you doing? It's the Morning Disaster. My name is Ray Lytle. It is fabulous. I mean, fabulous to be here. I'm live, as always, on morningdisaster.net. That's the website you can go to. It's on the desktop. Or, if you want, you can get the TuneIn Radio app. That's T-U-N-E-I-N. TuneIn Radio app and just search Morning Disaster Network. You can listen to me live along with Nikki and everybody else who's a regular. Yesterday we had Dog Food Lady on. She was fantastic. We had Spanky on, who was phenomenal. Always a great guest. Hopefully it's good content. I hope you like it. Funny stuff. Classic Morning Disaster bits, which are always fun. And I've got this amazing audience. This amazing audience that always chimes in. They always chime in on in some fashion and share so many great comments, and that's what the show's all about. Anyway, here is the introduction for today's show. Let's get started.
You're listening to MorningDisaster.net.
Just for now, the sex toy that I found is firmly planted in my bun.
Hey, baby, this is your best friend, Spidey Jones.
Hi.
Yes.
Just got done having the most amazing sex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Stéphane Buffet.
I've been a very, very bad girl.
I have a bit of a green thumb myself. I used to have a brown thumb, but the doctor said I'd get retarded if I kept doing that.
Sorry about that.
There's a I made it into a jack-off machine. Actually, it's a shoe polisher.
My, there's some stretching going on there. Oh, my. There's, the defense is really stretched out.
Brings it to the belt.
My goodness. And here comes the head. Oh, holy moly.
I will not look hard on safety belt.
Hey, let's hear it for Sean Bullitt.
I'm a movie star.
Somebody get me the urine tester.
Beer kills the urinal tract infection.
I know another inventor I read about the other day, a guy named Sean Bullitt, is inventing a car that runs on garbage.
Yeah. I am not a pedophile.
Kickers the clown. Hey, kids, want some candy?
But stop laughing!
But you were a poor enough husband to drive your wife into the arms of another man.
No, I was afraid of her. She cheated on me. A freaking bitch!
Deer in my butt.
I'm Jim the photographer. I've had sex with a porn star.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible for him. I mean her.
I made my first dildo.
You made a dildo?
My first one, yeah.
Number one of the top 10 things a woman must have in order for rage to be attracted to her. Number one, a penis.
And well, mother and father.
Here it goes.
I could swear the voice massager had veins.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? We are live this morning. I am Ray Lytle. I figure nobody's using this theme anymore, so why don't I steal it? Right? This is a great theme to a show. And unfortunately, when Letterman left, this theme left. So my decision was, hey, why not steal it for a while? I'm not going to play much of it. Just to get myself going in the morning. It is Morning Disaster. How we doing? Phone number is 814-0332. That's 814-0332. You can call in and participate on today's show. I am Ray Lytle. It's so good to see you. Of course, Nikki is going to join me in just a little bit. I'm starting the show doing some Facebook Live, all right? And forgive me. I look like hell today. I do. I woke up late. I got up about, I don't know, let's be honest. I got up about maybe 20 minutes ago, tops, 15 minutes ago. And Nikki, in fact, Nikki woke up late. She texted me and said, hold on, give me a minute. And she's going to join us any second from now. So I wasn't the only one who woke up late today. Oh, there she is. Hello, Nikki. How are you?
I just woke up.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, don't you sound lovely.
Yeah.
Don't you sound fantastic. Wow. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. My heavens. Mm-hmm. Rough night last night?
No.
No?
Hmm. No.
Did you have a gentleman suitor come over or something? I mean...
No.
What was the cause of this obvious late night that you had?
Nothing.
Hmm. All right.
Just get caught up on some sleep.
Oh, so you slept long. I thought you were saying that you, like, didn't get enough sleep or something.
No.
I thought that maybe you,
slept right through my alarm.
And I thought the problem was something else, like maybe you...
No, well, you can just stop your conclusions because none of them are true.
What time did you go to bed last night?
One.
After the boys left? One? Hmm. That's not that late.
Mm-mm.
I was just getting done watching the Olympics on tape, the delay before at one. I'll miss that beach volleyball.
Yeah.
I really will. Mm. I enjoyed watching the, I'm not going to lie, I'm a man.
Yeah.
I have unfulfilled.
You watched for all the wrong reasons.
I have unfulfilled needs as a man. Oh, I like the bottoms. I gotta tell you, I just love the bottoms of those bikinis that they wear. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're amazing athletes. Don't get me wrong. They're amazing athletes. They are spectacles. The sport is so exciting. It's dramatic. I love everything about it. Okay. But the bottoms of those bikinis. Oh, my God. The bottoms of those bikinis. Mm. I can't lie. I don't, Nikki.
They're itty bitty.
Nikki, I don't understand how this is not the most famous sport in the world. I can't understand it. I'm serious. I cannot understand how this isn't the most viewed, more than the NFL, more than Major League Baseball. I can't think of anything that should be more viewed than this sport. It's an amazing spectacle, and I don't understand why it's not televised outside of the Olympics. You know what I mean? The women are amazing athletes. They really are, and those uniforms are the best in all. You know, they're the best in all sports. Like, I know these guys out there that are like, oh, like, if you watch that indoor football, you know. Those girls are in their bras and panties and playing football. No, they got nothing. They've got nothing on these beach volleyball girls.
Right.
They're amazing. And that Carrie Walsh Jennings, she's 38 years old. And that body, there are, you know, there's girls half her age that would kill for that body.
She's had two babies.
Yeah, and she's had, she's had two babies. One of them I don't think she's had all that long ago.
Right.
That and by the way, speaking of women having babies, did you see the girl that they were racing in the 100 hurdles? We swept?
Yes.
And the girl that finished second, or the woman that finished second, she had a baby. Like, he looked like he was two.
Yeah.
It looked like she had a baby within the last two or three years, and she won an Olympic medal.
Right.
And there was not, I mean, there wasn't an ounce of fat on this woman.
Mm-mm.
That is unbelievable.
He was cute.
You know, I don't know. I wish I knew how it worked. Some women have, women have babies and their bodies change afterwards. You know, this, mm-hmm. it just happens. You know, their bazooms get get a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Their hips, you know, shape out really. You know, some women get better looking. Other women, unfortunately, you know, they take the bad end of that and feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
For them. But I'm going to tell you what, these special kind of women, I mean, good Lord, they have a baby, then they go and win a medal at the Olympics. It's unbelievable. I mean, I have a big meal and I feel like crap for months. These women pass a baby through them. And they're like, all right, let's go run for a medal. It is spectacular. Spectacular. Listener Al is letting us know. He says he's suing the Olympic volleyball team. He wants us to know, Nikki. Because he thinks they have given him carpal tunnel in his wrist. I don't take it that far. I'm not fiddling myself.
Oh my.
I'm just saying I really appreciate the sport. But I couldn't take it. Two nights ago, they were playing that first Brazilian team, you know, in the semifinals. And I was like, oh, I can't. I just can't handle it. It's too much. And we ended up losing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so into the game. I was so into the game that I had to just fast forward, and I couldn't watch it, which is rare for me when it comes to sports, you know.
Right.
But I just had this feeling. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to lose. And sure enough, they lost. And then last night, they were losing last night in the bronze medal game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to suck. And, oh, I can't believe this. And sure enough, they ended up losing. Then they go to the bronze medal game last night. I'm sorry, I was getting behind. They go to the bronze medal game, and they were losing really bad, okay? And so they're losing the first set. And they lose it, and then they're losing the second set. And I'm like, oh, my God. I cannot believe this. This is how are they doing this? And sure enough, they finally turn it on in the middle of the second set. All right,
and now they watched it.
Yeah, well, no, they were losing bad, right? Mm-hmm. And then they start getting better in the middle of the second set. It looks like they're going to lose the second set, and then they just turn it on, and they win the second set. And then the third set, they were on a roll. And the third set, they finally looked like themselves, and they came back and won big.
Yeah.
And And I mean, they seem like nice women, you know, the U.S. beach volleyball team. And yeah, I mean, they're sweating and stuff out there. And some guys are like, "Oh, they're butterfaces." Listen, butterface or not. Those women
are not butterfaces.
No, I'm not. This isn't me. I'm just saying that I'm getting messages on the Facebook here. People saying, "Oh, they're butterfaces."
They're not.
And they're not butterfaces. All right. They're most certainly not butterfaces. You're out there sweating and stuff. Yeah, your face. It's not like you can wear makeup when you're out there sweating. But those bodies.
They got their makeup on and doing their publicity photos. They are drop dead gorgeous.
And they listen. Makeup is overrated a lot of times anyway. But I'll tell you, they are amazing, amazing. And if you get I can't remember where the team, but boy, one of these teams, was so they had these young. Oh my goodness, they looked like models out there playing. So that sport, I'm just telling you, that sport should be televised all the time. Women's volleyball, that beach volleyball. That should be an option for people to watch all the time. Listener Dan says, how did the beach volleyball cameraman focus on the game and not get caught zooming in on ass? I'm with him. How do you not get caught up looking at ass? Oh, my heavens. It's unbelievable. It's true. I mean, it is truly a remarkable thing to watch that beach volleyball. It really is. Hey, Nikki, we've got on today's show. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show, we've got, oh, my God, I've got so many. I've got so many things to get to. But I think you're going to love this. Former Morning Disaster member Rage. All right. Who was on in when was Rage on? Maybe 2003, part of 2004, something like that. I can't remember when he was on. But it was somewhere during that time. Rage was on the show, of course, and then he was on some of my internet shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rage was on another podcast this week, a podcast called Mayhem Unleashed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And while he was on, the host, who's a fan of this show and a friend of mine, sets him up and asks him a question regarding something that we talked about on the Breaking Curfew show. Or no, maybe it was Chubby Ray. One of the shows that I was doing in like 2011. 2011 would have been Chubby Ray. Or 2010, somewhere in there, you know. For those that don't know, I've been doing internet podcasts or internet broadcasting and podcasting since 2005. Can you believe that? 11 years I've been doing internet stuff. I know. And this is when it happened. When I was doing, I think when I was doing. Oh heavens! Something came out. I think when I was doing the nighttime show, which would have been Breaking Curfew. But anyway, Rage. Sarah Jane was one of our regular callers.
Yeah.
And Rage went over to Sarah Jane's house and they went on a date or something and he borrowed money from her and never paid her back. In the process, he also entertained her sexually, I believe. And there's a whole story that went, if you go back and, I don't know, I mean, the Breaking Curfew episodes are out there somewhere and the Chubby Ray episodes are out there somewhere. I'm sure you could find it. But if you go back and you... for those of you that listened for a long time, you know the story. For those that are new listeners, I'll retell the story before I play it. But I'm going to play this this bit today from this podcast. All right, they're doing the podcast, and they're doing this bit, right? And during the bit, TJ, the host of the show, who was talking to me, we were talking about the Sarah Jane segment, right? And so he sets up Rage. He sets him up and asks him about Sarah Jane. And I got to tell you, his reaction is priceless. And he goes off on an expletive-filled rage attack. And I believe he MFs me and everything. I mean, just says some horrible things. So we're going to... So at some point today, I'm gonna pull that audio up and play it for you, because I think you and the rest of Central Illinois need to hear Rage and the things that he's saying behind my back. So we're I don't think he had any idea that I knew that he was on the show. I just don't think he did. So and Rage, he's using his usual wrestling terms and everything, but he loses it. Because he can't. In fact, the reason that Rage stopped calling into the internet show so much is because every time he calls in, I bring up Sarah Jane, or one of the listeners brings up Sarah Jane, and he gets angry and, well, that's it. I'm not calling again. I'm not going to be on the show again. And it is priceless. So I promise I'm going to play that. And if I don't, or if it gets late in the show, remind me. Hey Ray, you said you're going to play that Rage audio. So. I'll be sure and talk about that at some point before we leave. Plus, you and I are going to run down a bunch of other things going on. And I want to talk to somebody. Did anybody go to the Kiss concert last night?
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't go. I'm such a hermit. I don't want to leave the house anymore, But I didn't go. And I want to talk to somebody who went, or I want to get some kind of review of it, a review of the Kiss concert, if anybody can do that. The phone number is...
I know that they made everybody recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, for God. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in grade school?
Mm-hmm.
Who made people recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
Kiss did.
Oh, the band Kiss? In the middle of the concert?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant like somebody came out to introduce them and said, hey, let's recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So you're saying America's, what is it? What are these? Kiss is the greatest band in America, whatever they call themselves. In the middle of their show, they had people recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Why not, man? Nothing says patriotism like Kiss makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And what, did they go right into Detroit Rock City or something?
I don't know. I had a friend that I was talking to that said that's what is happening.
Eric says, Erickson, I'm looking at the people that are commenting to me on Facebook, and they said, here's the context. Oh, okay. Well, now it's making, okay. So Eric says that they booed the hell out of Bruce Rauner. So was Bruce Rauner on stage or something?
I don't know.
And then he says, Dan says, Paul Stanley led a salute to veterans and asked us to recite the pledge. Oh, so they like honored veterans or something. I thought they were like coming out and saying, before we play everybody, I want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Because that's, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance is great. The Pledge of Allegiance is fine. I'm not sure. You know, the thing about America is the cool thing about America is you don't have to have any kind of allegiance to live here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you can do what you want. You can love your country and not recite the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, so Eric says that the comptroller was there, Leslie Munger, who, by the way, is going to run for governor. I'm convinced of it. She's going to run for governor. But anyway, she showed up and she mentioned Bruce Rauner and everyone booed. I love
that.
That's
funny.
I heard the mayor of Springfield was there too and he gave him the key to the city. And I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of other shit going on besides the band playing, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of politicians taking advantage of the fact that Kiss was in town. You get an audience of, I don't know how many thousands of people. What's that place hold? I don't know how many tens of thousands it holds. But
I have no idea.
So you had a bunch of people there that were like, I got to piggyback on this Kiss audience.
Mm-hmm.
I got to piggyback on it and, you know, get my name out there. So you got the comptrollers. I mean, listen, when I think of rock concerts, I certainly don't think of a comptroller coming up and speaking to the audience. Right? When's the last time you heard that? Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters will continue their concert in a moment, but first, the treasurer of this fine state. They came out, oh my God. Eric is saying that they came out right before the last song, which was Rock and Roll All Night. You're telling me they interrupted the show right before Rock and Roll All Night at the pinnacle. At the pinnacle of the evening, at the moment where everybody's going crazy.
When the momentum is at its highest.
A bunch of politicians came out and had you, oh my goodness, and did this. This is like you're having relations with someone.
And somebody knocks on the door
and as you're having relations, when you're getting to the pinnacle moment, the woman you are with goes, up, hold on a second, hold on. The governor wants to come in and say a few words. And you're going, what? Wait a minute, no. You don't understand.
There's a few words from Trojan.
This is a bad time for this to happen. All right, it's Governor Rauner. Boo? God. Yeah. Unbelievable. How funny. And Dan says he's pretty sure that he's implying that the mayor was drunk. I'm going to have to, I'm buddies with a couple of people in city government. I'm going to have to ask them if all this is true and what happened. Oh my God, that is fantastic. Travis says, hey, Travis says, I didn't go to the show, but I bet I could review it. He says, they were old and they played the same songs that sucked 30 years ago. Travis, you're angering a lot of people over the age of 45. Stop that. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, it sounds like I like Kiss. I mean, I'm not, I love the band. I just don't understand the politicians piggybacking their way on stage, you know?
Right.
Excuse me, Mr. Stanley. I know you're just about to sing Rock and Roll All Night, but before you do that, I was wondering if I could come up and make a speech. I can't believe Kiss is going to say, oh, we're never coming back to Springfield again.
Yeah.
Screw that town. Are you serious? They made us stop the concert right before the finale in order to have a bunch of politicians come out. Yeah. I don't think they'll ever come back.
Probably not.
I mean, you know, can you imagine what they got paid?
Uber out of money.
Oh my God, I bet they made some big money last night. And the state fair must, I mean, from what I understand, I'm just going with what I've heard because I didn't go. The state fair, it was almost, or I think it was either sold out or as close to it as they could get because I understand it was packed.
Right.
Packed. I saw someone scalping tickets yesterday afternoon. You know, going on social media and Craigslist and stuff saying, two KISS tickets for sale. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, and they said that the color guard came out. This is what Dan is saying on Facebook. He says, the color guard came out. KISS donated huge money to the American Legion. Then the politicians. Then the Pledge of Allegiance. Then the national anthem on... Jesus, what is this? Is this the Republican National Convention or a KISS concert? And then they played rock and roll all night. Unbelievable. Yeah. Not bad. Eric says, it was my first KISS show, and it wasn't bad. The only disgusting thing was a shirt vendor before the show was pulling shirts out of the waistband of his pants and selling them. So he says that was kind of scary. Now, this is a guy who, if I'm not mistaken, Eric can correct me if I'm wrong. Eric's a juggalo.
Yeah.
He's a juggalo. And, I mean, no offense, but when it comes to crazy concerts and disgusting things going on, it's hard to top a juggalo. But Eric says that there was a shirt vendor at this KISS concert that disgusted him because he was pulling the shirts out of the waistband of his pants and selling them. Oh, man, I got this awesome KISS shirt. Why aren't you wearing it? Well, it smelled like dirty crotch. That's why. And so I didn't want to wear that around because I had dirty crotch stink on it. Oh, my God. This concert must have been phenomenal. Wow. What a great show that was. It's been a good time. I don't know. Listen, good for them. Good for KISS. I'm sure most people loved it. I'm just not sure. Right before I'm ready to hear Rock and Roll All Night, it's like, hold on, as we interrupt this concert to bring you a bunch of politicians. Oh my God. Well, good for them. I hope they'll come back. I really do. They seem pretty patriotic, though. KISS sort of exemplifies America, you know, a country that allows people to put on makeup and try. I mean, these guys are revolutionary. When they came, I can't believe it took them so long to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, they went out wearing makeup, you know, at a time when like the only people doing that were like the New York Dolls and these punk bands who were very sort of trisexual, and all the music was the music was very punk or very dramatic is the word I'll use, you know. And KISS comes out and they're just playing rock and they're wearing the makeup and they're, you know, sort of hypersexualized and then, you know, there's no other country where you can go from that to one of the biggest bands in the entire world than the United States. So, I mean, I guess in some regards, KISS is about as American as you can get. But I will say it's very un-KISS-like, at least from when they started out. They were these rebels, you know, and that believed and acted a certain way. For these rebels to all of a sudden come out and say, now we must recite the Pledge of Allegiance. It just seems, I guess we're all growing up. Oh, well. Well, listen, Nikki, I'm going to end the Facebook live feed. And everybody listening on Facebook, everybody listening on Facebook, I want you to go over and listen to the audio live on morningdisaster.net on the desktop, if you're sitting at a desktop computer. Download, this is the best, and this is seriously the best way to listen to it. Download the TuneIn Radio app. And you can listen to the show live. Just search Morning Disaster Network. And if you can't do that, or maybe you're watching this replayed later on, if you're watching this replayed, go to morningdisaster.net and download the podcast for August 18th, 2016. Or you are more than welcome to get the podcast from other places like Stitcher, I believe TuneIn actually runs the podcast as well. iTunes, Android, you know, this is Google. You can get it anywhere. But if you want to hear the rest of the show, go do that, because I just wanted to do the first few minutes, which turned out to be way more than a few minutes, of Facebook Live, okay? And so I wanted to get that out. So we're going to get off the Facebook Live. Spanky's on the phone. Hey, Spank.
Hey, what up?
how are you?
I'm not too bad today. To tell you the truth, I'm rather well. Thank you for asking.
Have you recovered from our conversation with Dog Food Lady yesterday?
No, I'm still praising Jesus and, you know, praying every day. Well, that's quite a time. I think she told me up yours or something.
Yeah, she was interesting yesterday.
Okay. Anyway, I had a quick comment on your the Kiss concert, which I didn't go to.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Wonder who they took back there to sleep with the tour manager to allow all these politicians to get on stage. Because you know he had to be on the bus getting some extra.
Oh, like who did they send back? Who had to take
Lisa Madigan?
Who did you think it was Lisa Madigan? Well, you know, I got to tell you, the Rauner administration is pretty conservative. I don't see Lisa Madigan wanting to give him anything. Maybe it would have been, the lieutenant governor.
Could have been.
Sanguinetti or somebody. Maybe she was, I don't know. You're right. There had to be some female Republican official back on the bus doing something horrible to the road manager in order to get the contract.
I've been around those guys for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, at the concerts you've been to.
Nothing happens.
And you've been a stage manager and stuff, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nothing happens unless there's a payoff.
Right. And let me tell you, have you ever heard of anyone... doing the Pledge of Allegiance before the final number?
I've never seen anybody interrupt a concert like that.
Which, I mean, is not a rock concert. I mean, sure, country concerts. And I say, hey, you know, good for Kiss. I mean, to be the biggest band in the world, you can get away with it, but my God.
But right before the biggest song?
Yeah, right before Rock and Roll All Night.
It ruins the momentum.
Yes. I mean, that's the song.
I mean, they might as well just sit down and had a corn dog and lemonade on stage.
Hold on. Now, listen, everyone. We're going to get back to rocking and rolling you all night long. But first, I'm going to have this damn lemon drink and a corn dog.
Yeah.
And they don't listen, we're going to go back to Detroit Rock City in a moment. But first, I'm going to eat these sugary, delicious donuts. You can't interrupt. You just can't interrupt a rock concert like that. I don't get it. I don't know what they were. I just don't know what they were thinking. But it worked.
Was yesterday Republican Day?
No, but listen, I said Republicans just because of Bruce Rauner's a Republican administration. But no, I mean, Mayor Langfelder's I know that local politics, you're not supposed to be either or, because it's you know. But Mayor Langfeld is a Democrat, you know. So I was saying Republicans just because Leslie Munger and Rauner and stuff. But and it is a very Republican thing to sort of – although this year the Democrats were doing the national anthem – or I'm sorry, we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance and stuff at their convention. So I guess politics has changed. It's just, I don't know if I want to go to a concert, a rock concert, and, you know, act like I'm in fourth grade again, being ordered to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Not that there's anything wrong with the Pledge of Allegiance.
No, not at all.
I'm a big fan of the Pledge of Allegiance, especially the original one. And I'm a big fan of it, but I'm just saying, to interrupt a rock concert right before Rock and Roll All Night is sort of like having sex with my wonderful, sexy wife, all right? Although I do wonder if we still do that anymore sometimes, because God knows her schedule is so insane, and mine is so of an unemployed nature. You know? It's bizarre. But, no.
You're in trouble.
No, I'm not in trouble at all. No. I fully plan on cornering my wife at some point here, at some point over the next hours. Because I'm at a limit. Anyway, but it'd be like having sex with my beautiful wife And seconds before the act ends, my wife going, oh, hold on a second. Hold up, hold up, hold up. You have to recite the Pledge of Allegiance before we get to the finale.
Maybe they're waiting for everybody to get drunk enough.
Stand up and put your hand over your heart.
I don't know. I'll tell you, Matt on Facebook, though, he goes, it's because of those damn politics or politicians. I think I'm trying to decipher his Facebook speech here. He goes, it's because of the damn politicians. They knew that if they did it after the concert, that no one would stand and listen to them. So they did it during the concert. That way people, you know what, that's a good idea. Yeah, he goes, so the people would listen to what they had to say instead of walking away. And Dan says, he goes, my daughter and I are both veterans. We appreciate the effort. It didn't kill our mood at all. And listen, I think my support for veterans is you know, I dare anyone to challenge that, you know. And
my own family. Mine do. They don't get enough respect.
Yeah, I love the veterans. I think I've proven that over 30 years of things I've done. But I'm saying it's not about the veterans. You can pray. You can say thank you to the veterans. You know, that's fine. But what the hell's Leslie Munger got to come up there and give a presentation about the governor? What the hell's that got to do? That has nothing to do with the veterans. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's giving no help to the veterans. He can't even get a budget passed. You know, he and Madigan can't get along 5 minutes to pass a damn budget. That's not helping the veterans. How many veterans work for how many veterans work for the state of Illinois and soon won't be getting a paycheck if this guy has his way? So, you know, don't get veterans into this. They could have praised veterans without having it be having Leslie Munger go up there and talk about the governor. And by the way, then she shocked, he's booed. Come on. In Springfield, Illinois, of course they're going to get booed. You don't bring up the governor, which is why, by the way, one of the reasons I think she's running for governor. Anyway, that's fine. You could praise the veterans and do that stuff. There's just no need for the politicians to be up there. Not before rock and roll all night. Ridiculous. And I'm sure for most people, it didn't ruin the concert, because at that point they're probably hammered. But it just seems odd to me, you know, that, oh, they interrupted the finale with a bunch of politicians coming up. And, you know, although it would have been cool to see the guy play the national anthem on guitar.
Definitely.
Yeah, because we used to do that with the Pickles. Remember, Spanky? Jamie would play that. Yeah. And people love that. And we would do that into Roadhouse Blues. Jamie would do would wail off the national anthem sometimes on the guitar lead and then go into Roadhouse Blues, which featured a line where we would all sing, instead of Save Our Cities, we would sing Show Your Titties. So we could go national anthem into Show Your Titties. I'm sure they can go national anthem into Rock and Roll All Night. But it's the whole politicians thing that, you know.
Disgusting.
However, we did have Dick Durbin introduce us a couple times, the Pickles, when we played at the Bud Tent. Remember that? Like in 2002, 2003, the Senator Dick Durbin introduced us, which was kind of cool. Just hearing him say Ray Lytle and the Itchy Pickles was pretty funny. Oh my God! Anyway, Spanky, Nikki, hold on. I'm going to end the Facebook live feed. And invite people to listen to the rest of the show, morningdisaster.net, or download the podcast. All right. That is it for the Facebook feed. All right. And thank you, everybody on Facebook, for listening to us. And I promise to do more of these Facebook Live videos so you can at least watch a little bit of the show on Facebook. All right. So long, everybody. Okay, now we continue with the audio, you guys. Sorry. I wanted to do the... I like to do the Facebook Live video because it does bring in... Here's what I've noticed, Nikki, and I think you figure this out too. Spanky wouldn't know because I don't think Spanky knows internet that well. But I'll tell you what. When we do these Facebook Live videos, okay, the fucking number of people who come over and listen afterwards is astronomical.
That's awesome.
Because I think they forget... I think people forget we're online. They're like, oh, you know. They just seem to forget that we do this show. And they remember when that Facebook Live video goes up. And also, on the day of the Facebook Live videos. On the Facebook Live videos, we seem to have higher podcast numbers on that day. Because people want to listen to the rest of the show on podcast. So, so that's why I do it. But hold on, I got to take a second to change my shirt. Nikki, did you see any of the video?
Yeah, I saw a little of it.
I actually put on a, like a nice shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm going to take it off, put a t-shirt back on.
Oh my God, what does it matter what shirt you're wearing?
Oh, because on Facebook Live, people, I had to watch the, you know, they had to look at me.
Yeah, so stay wearing the shirt you're wearing.
Oh, it's very uncomfortable, please.
You only have 40 more minutes to go.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to strip. I'm going to go nude. Well, my daughter's at school, you know, nobody's home, it's just me. You know?
Good Lord.
Well, why not? I might just go naked. Oh my God. Oh, I just freed my nipples. Oh, man. Nikki, I'm rubbing them. I need to have
some. You have issues.
Somebody call Leslie Munger. I'm about to come to the finale. To the climax. Have Leslie Munger come in here and finish up the oiling for me. Somebody bring me the comptroller. Have her come in and interrupt it right before the end. So Rage was on another internet show. And I was talking about this a little bit earlier, but he did that thing with Sarah Jane where he needed money and he went on a date with Sarah Jane and asked her to loan him money. And she loaned him money, and then he talked her into orally pleasuring him, is the nice way for me to say it.
Oh, God.
And
that's disgusting.
He never, ever paid her back.
Mm-hmm.
And he, never talked to her again. Except,
well, that's rude.
Except,
what a jerk.
Except when I've cornered him on the podcasts throughout the years. Because this happened, like I said, this happened around 2010, maybe something like that. Rage.
He sounds like an upstanding young man.
It's just it was horrible what he did. He shouldn't have done it, but at the same time. It is kind of funny.
It's not funny.
Well, I mean, I'm not funny for Sarah Jane or you know, most people. But I'm saying I do take some pleasure in it. Just because it won't die. And Rage is too stupid to figure out that there's a way to make it die, to make everybody stop talking about this, which is just pay her back the money you owe her, you know? You don't get a BJ from someone, have them pay you. You know, and then, you know what I mean? You don't do that, but he did. So let me try to find this. I want to find this show. Hold on, and I'll play it for you because TJ, the guy who hosts the show, he asked Rage, and Rage gets very angry. All right. Let's see.
If I were her, I'd sue his ass.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, if I were her, I would sue his ass.
Yeah. I mean, it's only, I don't know, it was like 50 or 100 bucks or something. And let's see, I'm trying to find the, where is the podcast? All right, it was from the 16th, August 16th. All right. So I'm going to play this for you if I can. I got to fast forward into the show at about 40 minutes, I think is where it happens. I'll fast forward into the show. This is Mayhem Unleashed. If I can, if it'll play. Hold on. And then we can all hear this together. Because I do love hearing Rage get angry. All right. Let me fast forward here.
Was the best.
Hold on. 34.
To involve his kids. And
38.
I'll tell you what. I will put that on the
Marvin days or the QLZ house days to prove you're not that twisted.
I have never ran around naked.
Lie.
I have never banged a cop.
Lie.
I have never drag raced in Springfield.
And that's a fucking lie, because I'm the one who almost fell out of the back of the truck.
I have never had an apartment with a sniper's nest.
Bullshit.
I have always been a very responsible individual.
That's a fucking lie.
I think here it comes, by the way.
I have never put my personal feelings over a professional decision. Ever.
Well, I might give you that one.
He's setting him up.
I'd have to really think.
And
That one I might give you a pass on. I'd have to really think about it. Is that fair?
No, I'm sure of that one. I don't need your justification.
By the way, we're listening to Mayhem Unleashed. It's on Podbean, and TJ, the host, is about to ask Rage something involving us. So here we go. Get ready, and me especially. Here we go.
If I think it's funny, it will definitely go out. I've made my fair share of mistakes. I ain't going to deny that either.
Oh, okay. So that's what you were meaning. Okay. I was going, my mind went down more of a purist type route than that kind of route. Okay, yeah. Now I'll give you a pass on it.
Say, I've made my fair share of mistakes. I won't make any bones about saying, oh, I've never.
Oh,
made,
no.
No, I've made my mistakes.
No.
I've done something that I'm still waiting for you to do, though. I've done something I'm still waiting for you to do. I'm waiting for you to learn from them.
I've learned from my mistakes.
You have.
Yeah. How long has it been since last time I was in jail? Quite a fucking long time.
Since I bailed you out.
He's talking about being exactly. in jail.
It's been Good that Lord. Long since I've been in jail.
And that cost me a pretty penny. Yeah, speaking of...
Hold on. We're talking about learning from mistakes.
Yeah.
I've learned to appreciate what I've got in life.
Okay, that's a definite improvement. I've learned not to loan you money.
I've learned to be just a little more forgiving.
I've learned a very good one, though. And I just want to know, when are you going to pay Sarah Jane back?
You can fuck off.
Well, you know, I got to ask
you. You could take the round mound of sounds dick out of your ass.
Oh,
and you
go
can
there.
Fuck
Look,
off.
I
believe I am the round mound of sound. For those wondering, I am the round mound of sound he is referencing.
Tell you what, that
because
guy,
I knew it was his idea. I knew that motherfucker had to sit there and fucking plant it in your fucking head to bring Gatezilla up. First of all, if she wasn't so quick and easy to go down on the cock.
I'm just surprised that she was able to find it. I mean, what did she have to do? Lift up every last inch of fat roll you got to find it?
No, because it poked out from underneath that motherfucker. Thank you very much.
Oh, all 2 centimeters. Got it.
Oh. Hey, remember, I'm 2 inches from the floor, laying on my stomach. But anyhow.
Yeah, that's even giving you too much credit. I've seen your stomach.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pause it. I'm getting rage overload. But, oh, man, he gets so angry. I love it. It's so, and then he goes on. By the way, I can play further. There's a whole thing where he goes into this. He starts talking about me, and he just goes off. And into this big tirade where he's rhyming things, and it sounds like he's cutting a wrestling promo. Of all the things he's going to do for me, giving a TJ the line in rage, of course, very angry about it. So that's the show. I just want to plug the show. It's called Mayhem Unleashed. It's on Podbean. And Rage commenting on them bringing up the fact that he did that stuff to Sarah Jane. I'm so upset. I was just told by Facebook. They said that the video that I posted had illegal music on it because it belonged to somebody else. Because in the first like 20 seconds of it is the end of.
You had other music playing.
Yeah, I forgot because I hit record too early. I was waiting for the music to stop.
Yep.
And so it played in the background. Oh, man. Great. So now the video's not going to get posted?
Nope.
Oh, damn it. They should give me a chance to edit it out. Oh, shit. I put on a nice shirt and everything. Now I'm upset. I put on a nice shirt, Nikki.
Oh.
Damn it.
The full moon. They can kiss my ass.
Shit. Oh, well. Oh, I'm so upset right now. What was I thinking? You guys, stop me from doing this, for God's sakes, you guys.
If you'd have got up and said the Pledge of Allegiance, you would have been fine.
Yeah, you're right. If I would have said the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, my God. I hate when I do. I mean, I thought it was a good segment, too.
Boy, those Facebook police are on it.
Oh, man. F Facebook. Damn it. I can't believe. What was I thinking? Why did I do that? Oh, man. I literally started the recording about 20 seconds. There's only like 20 seconds of the song. That's all there is. All right. Well. Oh, it sucks. Hey, I got some great response from yesterday's show, you guys. Let me go to these responses. Hold on. I got great response from yesterday's show. Ray. Awesome to hear Spanky is still alive. Was there some question on that? Were there people that were thinking Spanky was dead?
Good well, it must have been.
Right. So they're glad you're alive, Spanky. And
nobody ever sent me a get well card or anything or flowers, so.
I got that. I got dog food. Of course, people love dog food lately. Dog food lady talking about a urinary tract infection almost made me vomit. She didn't get graphic or anything. You know? She didn't get graphic. She just mentioned that she had urinary tract infections, and the doctor has given her advice on how to get rid of them.
And, you know, I tried that last night.
Oh, really? I
drank 2 gallons of beer and a glass of water.
So you were fearing that you had a urinary tract infection.
Yes. So I drank 2 gallons of beer.
Yeah. I think it's the other way around. You're supposed to drink so many beers and a gallon of water, is what she said.
Oh, well, I drank the gallons of beer and a glass of water.
I also got people saying, what's up with Nikki calling rock music Jesus music? What is up with you, Nikki?
Hey, I don't know. That's what I started like.
Yesterday, she says, that's Jesus music. Jesus music. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so angry right now that I put that music on. Because that video on Facebook was good. Damn it. Oh, son of a bitch. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Oh, boy. Ben said, Ray, is Nikki Jimmy's kid from a one-night stand?
Bye.
She acts like him, but she acts like him except she doesn't say, hey, super. Nikki acts nothing like Jim.
He keeps saying those things. I don't get the correlation.
Right. I mean, except that this whole, you know, Nikki, would go to parties that you would expect Jim to be at, you know, in the past. You expect, I mean, that's kind of weird.
Jim would be kicked out.
You think if Jim was alive, your group would kick him out? You don't think you'd walk with open arms?
It'd be a creeper.
I'm telling you, if Jim was alive, he'd be with us right now on this show.
Right.
But you're right. He would be a creeper at a swinger parties.
He'd be a creeper, and he'd be kicked out.
Spanky, you and your wife been together how many years?
20 years.
Would you ever swing or anything?
No.
Really? You wouldn't tell you wouldn't tell the old lady, hey man, there's a bunch of people at this party and they're swapping, let's go. You know, you wouldn't want to get any of that action?
Yeah, she'd probably hit me upside the head with a frying pan.
That's why I would never go. My wife would kill me. She really would.
Oh.
Really
she'd
would.
She'd beat my ass just for saying it.
But would you go, is the question.
Oh, hell, I'd probably go, yeah.
So if she allowed you to go, then you would go. Hey, Nikki, is that when you would go to these things, is that how it is, like the women decide if they go or not? Because most guys would probably go, right?
I don't know. It depends on each couple.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe, you know. I think most guys would give it a shot.
I have no idea.
There's probably these women that, you know. I watched a hot porno yesterday of this guy and this girl, okay? They're just sitting there, and the guy goes to the girl, "What is your ultimate fantasy?" You know. And they're laughing, you know, they're having this romantic time. He goes, "What's your ultimate fantasy?" And she goes, "Well, I've always kind of thought about what would it be like to be with two guys?" And he says, "I'll make your fantasy come true." And then there's an edit, you know, and it's in the future, except they're wearing the same clothes, you know. And in the future, he goes, "This is my friend so-and-so." And he introduces the friend to his girlfriend. And immediately the sex begins. There's no introduction or some wine or there's nothing. It's just immediate sex in the living room. Like they couldn't even take 5 seconds to walk to the bedroom.
That is not real life.
It seems like you're, you know, it seems like it made it seem like every woman who decides they want a three-way, you know. Like, they don't even have any conversation with the third guy.
Porn is not real life.
Oh. I thought maybe it was.
Nope.
I've never been involved in any of that, so.
I think she's speaking from experience.
And most, oh, yeah, Nikki is speaking from experience. She knows. It seems, I've got to say this, though. According to porn, it does seem kind of odd for the third person, you know? You guys can't hear. Can you hear me eating?
What?
Can you hear me eating?
I can't hear you.
Okay. I said, because I was eating. I was like, I was asking, can you hear me eating? I didn't want it to go.
No, I just can't hear you talking.
Oh, you don't like the subject matter is what you're saying.
What?
I said, you don't like the subject matter or?
What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is, when I watch the porn and stuff, right? It looks, the three-way sex, all right? The three-way sex looks uncomfortable for that third person, all right?
It usually is.
Because when you're a guy and a girl and you bring in a third person, whether it's a girl or a guy, especially when it's a guy, and not so much with a girl, you know, but when you're the third guy, it does seem like you're the third wheel, you know. Not that you mind because you're getting sex, you know. But in the same regard, it's sort of it's like the husband is usually the husband's a pervert. He's somehow getting off on some other guy doing his wife. But there's a connection between the husband and the wife, you know. And then the third guy's just sort of, like, there.
Between the third guy and the wife and the husband's just there.
That's what I mean. There's a third guy's like, he just looks like, you know.
That's why I don't like three ways. They never work.
Yeah. So, like, if you're with a husband and a wife, do you really have to know them so you don't feel like, I mean, and I know you don't do this anymore, but do you really have to know them in order to make it uncomfortable?
I guess.
And so it's not uncomfortable, you know?
I guess.
Huh. Oh, well, I'm just checking, you know?
Mm-hmm. A billionth time.
Because you never know. Like, my wife might go to me sometime and say, you know, honey, I'd like to have a three-way.
It ain't going to happen.
She might.
It isn't going to happen.
She might.
It's not going to happen.
You never know.
Not going to happen.
And I need to know how to react properly, you know. There's no way we can be with another guy. There's just no way. Because I'd have to find a guy that is, you know, as unendowed as I am and as bad at the sex as I am. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And that's just too much for my, you know. That'd be like two guys disappointing my wife. that's just true. That's too cruel to do to another human being, so.
That's just too upsetting for her.
But perhaps another woman, you know. You know, perhaps another woman would, I just read a comment on Facebook. I'm not going to repeat it, but it's funny. I'm saying at least another woman would, you know, would have a smaller penis than me. I mean, that'd be key.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I had a three-way with another guy. If I was well endowed, you know, like super well endowed and really good at the sex, you know, I would probably do a three-way with, you know, my wife and another guy. But there's no way. I'm so out of shape. And I know my wife would love the other guy, would like the other guy more than me. I'd probably end up getting left, you know what I mean? Left to die in some type of a home for invalids or something. So I just can't risk it. Spanky, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm with you, buddy.
You don't want the wife to leave. You end up, you know.
No, I don't want my wife to leave. I'm getting old enough to qualify for one of them senior citizen living places.
Right? Yeah, right? Like, damn, you don't want her leaving. It's the wrong time. That's why.
Oh, man.
That's why guy-girl three-ways are for the young, okay? They're for the young. They're not for the elderly. Am I right, Nikki? Like, when you go to those parties, is it the younger people that have the two guys and the older people?
Anybody.
Really? Because I would think the older people would stick to the two girls, you know.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's two guys and somehow you're...
Now you're being an ageist.
Yes, I am. I'm being sexist and ageist. But, I mean, I just, you know, I'm just pointing out things that I think are reality.
You're always wrong.
You know, you're probably right, yeah. But, I mean, there are people who are swingers. Or, like, okay. Like, there's a guy who... wants to swing, you know what I mean? He wants to swing, and all of a sudden his wife, like, she has it forever, and all of a sudden she wants to, okay?
Yeah.
I'd be weary of that. I'd be a little leery of that. Because she might be looking for an excuse to get out, you know? And you show up and swing with the, you know, and then all of a sudden your wife leaves you. And people, a lot of people out there are up to no good, you know, and they're like, they need an excuse to get out. And then their husband will take the wife, and he's really into it. And then the wife starts, you know, swinging with the husband. And then she wants an excuse to get out, and then she's got her excuse. Because she goes to the husband and says, oh, well, you turned me on to this lifestyle, and so now I'm going to leave. Because it's a way to get out of a marriage and have the other person be blamed for it. Does that make any sense?
Kinda.
And I say this because I think that most people are just shitty, you know? Most people are shitty and they're looking for excuses.
I don't think they go looking for it, but it does happen.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. And most people are shitty, okay? Most people are shitty. And what they want to do is get away with stuff, but not take the blame. They want to blame somebody else, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Now, and then, so when that happens, you can basically blame the husband. It's his fault that, you know what I mean? It's his fault that that the marriage is over. You don't have to take blame for it.
Right.
When basically the wife's the one that's being shitty, deciding to leave, she can tell everybody else, well, he knows what happened, you know. He knows. And the guy's going to say, yeah, you know, he's going to blame himself. I mean, wouldn't you blame yourself if you, Spanky, if you go to your wife and you say, come on, let's go swinging. Let's try it. I really want to try it. And so you guys go and decide to swing, right?
Yeah.
And she leaves you. You would be saying to yourself, damn, I should have never taken her to swing because that's what made her leave, you know?
Oh, exactly. But then on the other hand,
yeah,
I would be okay if she still come home and did my laundry and cooked and cleaned my house. I mean, she could leave, but she still has to do those things.
Right. I know you want to leave me. That's cool. That's cool.
But you got to service me and clean my house and cook for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So,
you know, got to be stipulations.
Your wife can leave as long as she comes back and takes care of her duties.
As long as she comes back, takes care of her duties, and pays the bills. Hmm.
Oh, she's got to pay the bills?
Well, hell yeah, I'm not going to pay them if she's out cheating on me. Hmm.
But you're going to get that. Oh, but you'd get the house?
I'm getting everything. I'm injured.
Oh, boy.
Now, I got a good wife. It took me two wives to get there, but I got a good one.
Takes more than one sometimes. Takes more than one. I still think Nikki's going to... I think Nikki will... Nikki, I think you're up for one of these people that gets married later in life. You know what I mean?
I ain't getting married.
You sure?
Yeah.
You might. You never know.
Oh, she will.
You're done. You're not even looking.
Nope.
Hmm. All right. I'm just checking.
I have given up.
You have what?
I have given up.
Oh, you've given up. Oh.
Yep.
Sorry to hear that. Oh, well.
So what you're saying, Nikki, if my wife leaves, I don't have a chance? Mm-mm. Damn the luck. Okay.
I am done.
What if she comes over and cooks and cleans for both of us?
I am done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, do you know any exes that get along with, like, the their ex-spouse's new people? You know what I mean?
I don't know of any.
Like,
I do.
You do? Like, as I say, my sister has an ex-husband. Who's remarried, okay? And I think she gets along with like his new wife. I don't think they're friends, but I think she gets along with her. which is rare. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My parents have been divorced over 30 years. 30-some-odd years they've been divorced.
I think when there's kids involved, you have to try.
See, my mother had 6 kids involved. But even after 30-some-odd years, she still will get this look on her face when it comes to my stepmother. Ugh. Mm-hmm. She gets this look on her face like she's saying, whore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How's that whore doing? You know, she's got that look like that.
Yeah.
It's like, Ma, it's been 30-some-odd years, okay? Time to let it go. It's time to let it go. But I think for many years, like, my mother never saw them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then when kids started getting into the equation, like, as we got older and we started having kids, well, then my father and stepmom started, you know, coming around again. They also moved down here. They used to live up in Chicago. They moved down here. Of which many of us thought is like, oh, man, they're coming down here to see the kids. Well, they did, but they were coming down to see her kids. I think that we were just sort of, we weren't even the icing. I think that we were sort of like decorations on the icing on the cake, you know. But occasionally, you know, they show up for weddings and births and things like that. So, but for 20 years or 25 years or whatever, my mother never had to see them. Well, then all of a sudden they were just showing off. So they were just showing up. So now she has to see them. When she sees them, she just has that look like, look at that whore. And I'm not saying that she doesn't say that, but she has that look like,
right.
She has the look like that's what she's saying, you know.
Yeah.
Look at that whore. So, you know. Brent says, my ex-wife thinks that my current wife is her best friend. Says, my wife listens to her crap and is just too nice to say, okay, bye. He says, I like my ex-wife's current husband fine. I think he's good to my son, and that's the most important thing. See, that's what I would think. I would think if you had kids, you'd just want a step-parent that was good to your kids, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I don't have an ex-wife or kids with anybody else or any of that. I don't have any of that stuff, you know what I mean? Where I have a situation like that. But I do have ex-girlfriends who are married, and we were never as close as like a really good married couple, I would say. We just weren't. But still, they are exes of mine. And I think, like, all of them, every time I meet their husbands and stuff,
yeah,
they seem like really good guys. You know what I mean? I've never met, like, the husband of an ex-girlfriend who somehow, who's been, like, a jerk. They've always been really nice, you know, pleasant to me. And I usually like that. You know, like, I usually like the guys more than the girls. It's like, oh, that guy, that's a good guy, you know? I'd like to hang out with that guy. He's a good guy. But obviously the girl's going, you are not going to hang out with him, you know. But
right.
But I'm just saying that just from my experiences, I probably could, but I do see a lot of people out there that just can't get along. And I do find it.
And my exes get along with each other.
Yeah. Well, they have something in common, obviously. You know? I mean, your exes have something in common, and that's their tastes. Think about it. They both like a certain kind of... They have something going on because they both like a certain type of woman.
But they don't get along with each other.
Oh, they don't. I thought you said they do get along. Oh.
They don't. They all think each other is an asshole.
Oh. Because I would think... I don't know. I would think that you would have something in common. I mean, there's obviously you got some similar taste.
Right.
You know. But there are people that, man, there are people that just really hate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just really hate their exes, too. I don't really hate, you know. I don't hate my ex.
Whenever I move on to the next one, the last one thinks that the
the last one thinks the new one's not good enough, and the one I'm with thinks the last one wasn't good enough. And
I always, my thing is always, and it's even when I broke up with people, it's like, there's a reason that I broke up. And I always keep it in mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did that thing in the 80s where you'd break up with somebody and then they'd come by late at night and, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you might be tempted a couple times to hook up with them.
Uh-huh.
And the sex might be great or whatever, but eventually you get to the point where you say, you know what, there's a reason I broke up with this person. So,
right.
With this, you know. So even if you get a chance and, you know. It's just like you just get to the point where you tell yourself, no, this is, I'm not going to do this, you know. And then when you end up with another person, you're like, well, I'm not going to do this because, you know, I have somebody else and it wouldn't be cool. But even when I wasn't like with somebody else, if I was completely single, if an ex came back and wanted to do something, you know, you remind yourself there's a reason we're not together and we'll never be together again. So you got, and I guess for some people that's hard because there are people out there. Like, I see people that they marry the same person like 2, 3, 4 four times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see it all the time.
Yeah.
And then they get old and you meet people like in their 70s and they go, well, you know, that's Ron. Who's Ron? Well, he's my first, my third, and my fifth husband. It's like, what? Like, you see some of these women, they've been married. I saw an old woman at the MCL cafeteria. She she was married 7 times. 7 times. Who in the hell gets married 7 times, you know?
Yeah.
There are girls that...
And she still couldn't get it right.
Yeah, and she's still gonna. You look at her. Oh, she's gonna fuck this one up too.
I got a friend who's been married 6.
You got a what is it?
A friend of mine had been married 6 times.
I mean, how do you fuck it up 6 times?
That's what I ask him. I'm like, dude, I'm getting tired of renting tuxedos.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? And then they have big weddings too.
Oh, and they get bigger so the more they do.
It's so bizarre. It's like, dude, how many? And then, and like, they want to have big, they want to have these giant weddings with several people standing up for them. And it's like, dude, you get like one of those. You know, I'm sorry, but wedding number 3, you're not getting this huge bash.
Right.
It's not supposed to work that way, right?
Yeah.
But you see it all the time. Like, my sister's second wedding was, like, her first wedding, I think they eloped or something, you know?
Yeah.
But her second wedding was I don't know if she was married to the second guy or not, but whatever it was. It was a couple weddings in, you know? And my brother-in-law, it's also his second marriage, you know? And they had a huge wedding, you know? And it was beautiful. I mean, their wedding was beautiful. But I think both of them, if I'm not mistaken, I think both of them, their first weddings, they eloped or whatever. And they finally decided to have the big wedding be the second wedding, you know. But there are other people who, like, they'll have a big, giant wedding for their first wedding. And then they get divorced. And then they have a second wedding, and they decide to have a big wedding that time. And then they get divorced. And then they have a big wedding, a third, and it's not. I mean, and by guys, I mean girls, by men, women, everything. There are women out there that love these big weddings, and it's just, you know how expensive. You know how expensive these things are, and you wonder. It's like, good Lord. It's like, how much are, you know, how much money in your life have you spent on weddings? And as a friend. Do you feel like you have to buy gifts for people? And like, it's like, man, I got you gifts for wedding 1 and 2. I'm not getting you gifts for wedding 4. It's like, Jesus, how many fucking toasters am I giving you here? You know?
Right.
Like, God damn it. Why don't you stop losing your toasters in the divorce and I have to keep it and I can quit giving you one.
No, that's when you go out and you just buy them a $40 gift card to go eat dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't do anything. I got to be honest. Like, I have friends who have had several weddings, and if another friend, like, out of the blue invites me to a wedding and it's like wedding number three, I think I would just say, Jesus Christ, I'm not even going. I went to the first two. I'm not going to the third. It's like, go to the goddamn courthouse. Jesus. Who do you think you are with all these weddings? Oh, it's unbelievable what these people, you know. Good God. It's like, give it a rest already. Brett has a great quote he just sent me. He said, the thing is, if you hate your exes, that means you still have some feeling for them. He goes, think about it. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. And that's so wise. Brent, I don't know if you made that up or you read that somewhere, but that is so wise because that is that's exactly 100% exactly the way I would put it is.
Who said anything about hating their exes?
No. I'm just saying that he said, well, like we were talking about whether people get along with their ex.
Oh.
And he said, if you hate your ex, there's obviously something going on there.
Oh.
And I got to be honest, I don't hate any of my exes. I don't.
Neither.
There's no one
I'm so fond of all of them.
Yeah, there's no one that I used to date that I don't like. I mean, I liked them a lot. I mean, if I don't like somebody, I wouldn't have dated them, you know?
Right.
There's just, usually it just didn't work out for other reasons, like, we just weren't compatible. But most of the girls that I date, and like I said, I've been married forever, I haven't dated for a long time, I was really young. But the girls that I did go out on more than one date with, and I'm not going to lie, there were a lot of girls that were just a couple of dates, and there was just nothing there. And not just on my end, like, there were girls who I would have been willing to go out with again. But they didn't get the vibe from me. They're like, nah, you know, we're not, it's not going to work. And I go, yeah, you're probably right, you know. I guess I just never took it too serious. And my exes, you know, like, there was a girl that I dated, I don't know. One girl was a couple years, you know. And when it was over, I was just relieved. I wasn't upset. I wasn't. You know, there was no sadness. It was just relief. It was like, oh, God, thank God. Thank God we finished this where we didn't have to go. Like, it wasn't like 7 years or 8 years of misery. We realized that this just wasn't working out. We moved on. And my sense was of relief. It wasn't, oh, I hate her, blah, blah, blah. Just, I didn't have that much feeling. And I think she was kind of upset with me, I don't think it was ever hate, though, because I think when you hate somebody, you still have, there's something going on with them. You still have feelings for them. That's why you hate them, which is why a lot of, as I get older, my memory's so shitty. Like, I'll start thinking, you know what I mean? You get older and your memory just goes to hell.
And yeah, I agree with that.
You go to a class reunion or you go to, like, I go back home for some sort of event or graduation for a family member or a wedding or whatever. And you go and you're like, oh, that person seems cool. You know what I mean? Ah, oh, you know, that's cool. Yeah, I remember her from growing up. This is cool. And my wife or daughter, somebody go, how do you know her? And I go, oh, yeah, we were friends. We, you know, we grew up together and it's blah, blah, blah. And then like 10 minutes later, it hit me and go, oh, crap. We actually had sex, now that I think about it. You know, like, we actually hooked up. But it's like you forget. You know, you just forget these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's bad enough when somebody comes up to you and goes, hey, Ray, how you doing? You're like, oh, man, it's great. It's good to see you. Oh, my God, Ray, do you remember blah, blah, blah? And you're going, yeah. But the one thing you don't remember is you're going, what is this person's name?
Jesus, what is what? I have no. What
exactly.
Who is this person? What is their name? And I remember faces sometimes, but especially in the radio, it's like, God, I don't even know your name. You know, it's like that, except it's a person that you're like, oh, cool, yeah, we hung out, we were friends, but it completely escapes me that, oh crap, wait a minute, we were more than friends. We actually hooked up a couple times. Like, I forget that stuff. And it actually scares me because I think that my mind should remember. I think you should remember that, right?
Yeah.
A person should at least be able to remember the people they were intimate with.
Right. And I'm losing track of that.
Yes. And doesn't that scare you? Because it scares me.
Yes.
Because I think, oh my God, what's going on with my brain that I can't remember people I've been intimate with?
Right.
And it scares me because I think, oh, my God, there's going to be a day, there's going to be a time when I just, where I forget everybody. And to be honest, I like my memories. You know, I enjoy having my memories. I like to be able to look past and say, well, that was a really nice time. You know what I mean? And I'd hate to forget that. So I do from time to time forget the people that I was intimate with. You know, I'm not someone that says, oh, I wish I was intimate with more people or intimate with less people. But I do wish that I'd keep all my memories. I wish that I had a perfect memory. So, you know, sometimes I could lay down and say, let me just bring back a good memory and help me fall asleep or whatever. But I hate the fact that as we get older, we can't do that. It's like, oh, my God, I can't even remember. I can't remember everything that went down. And that's good for the stuff that hurts, you know what I mean, and the bad memories. If there's something,
it would happen more if the things that hurt.
Yeah, it's like I'd be fine if my body and my mind locked out the things I did that were stupid or the things that happened to me that hurt. And I'd be fine with that. But unfortunately, I also forget things that were wonderful and amazing and, you know. That's what pisses me off. Like, there were things that were so memorable when I was young, but yet I've forgotten all the details.
Yep.
And, you know, it does seem, as you get older, and I'll say this to the younger listeners, the sad thing is, and I should say this to my daughter, but write down the positive memories that you have, because unfortunately, as you get older, and Nikki and Spanky can both say this as well, as you get older, unfortunately, the bad memories seem to stick with you, and a lot of the good memories go away. So,
all the time.
Yeah, write down the good memory. I wish, in hindsight, I wish I would have. I wish I would have written them down. The one thing I did with a lot of my good memories is I recorded them because they took place over the airwaves. So when I go back and I listen to an old Morning Disaster show, it's all right there, and it's all on tape, and I can listen back to it, and when I listen back to it, I get a chance to hear it again, and it sort of reminds me, but I'm not going to lie, there are other times I listen to a show, and it's like I'm listening to a different person.
Yeah.
And I go, God, these guys are so creative and so good. Wow. And then I have to remind myself, that's you, you idiot. That's a memory that you're listening to. Because my mind's so bad, I've forgotten it. So, not to get too serious or reflective at the end of the show, but if you went to the Kiss concert last night, and you thought it was funny that they actually did the Pledge of Allegiance and stuff before Rock and Roll All Night, you know, and you were joking about it, write down somewhere that you were joking about it, that write down the parts that you thought were fun. Because I guarantee you, as you get older, that memory will go away. Because that's unfortunately how the mind works.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you have like a good sexual experience or something, like I was particularly horny and I'm like thinking back, I'm going, oh, let me reflect on something. And I've forgotten all of it, like, you know. Like, especially the dirty, hot stuff, you know, like the really just hot and dirty and, you know, just the stuff that really got you smoking, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's those times in your life where it's like, oh, man. Like, I always remember my wedding day. I remember that like it was, I do remember that, you know. My wife was so sexy. She was wearing a white, you know, she had these thigh-high hose, and they were connected with a garter to this white belt, you know, the white garter belt. And these barely there panties, you know. And this bra, I mean, she looked so amazing. And I still remember taking it off and, you know, and doing her good, you know, in the bed in Vegas. And then, you know, and then doing it again immediately after. Like, I remember that. But, man, there are literally thousands more that I wish I could remember all the details to, you know. Because when you get older, you forget this stuff. So I'm just telling people, unfortunately, as you get older, the bad memories stick. The good memories don't. So write down the good memories or really make a point. Really make a point to remember them. Because, unfortunately, like I say, you will remember someone dying and how horrible it feels or felt when they died more than you will remember a wonderful memory and how that felt, you know. Like for Spanky, I bet Spanky remembers getting his fingers cut off.
Oh, yeah.
More than he remembers, you know, him getting off in some awesome memory in the past, you know. And it's sad.
That's why when we're out, I have my wife take pictures when we're on a trip.
Yeah, smart, yeah.
Take pictures now, because, I mean, I'm 53. I'm getting older. My mind is crap.
Yeah. But
I can't even remember what I had for dinner yesterday.
I think the phone helps. I think because we grew up, and this sucks, because when we were kids, we didn't have smartphones. Fuckers that have them now.
Oh. We had rotary dial phones.
Yeah. These people, these young people, they don't realize you've got a phone now. Every photo doesn't have to be a selfie of you puckering your lips. You know? It doesn't have to be. Every photo doesn't have to be about you. Your photos can contain the other people that you're looking at. So when you want to reflect back on it, you can actually remember what you saw instead of a picture with you making a peace sign and puckering your lips, trying to stick your titties out. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here I am on vacation. You're like, oh, you mean you're sitting there with the peace sign and your titties sticking out and you're puckering? Yeah, it was such a good time when I was on vacation. It's like, well, it looks like the same picture you take at home because you were on vacation to this place. You didn't even take any pictures of anything. All you took pictures of was you doing a selfie. I think a lot of people are missing it, you know. Whereas when we went to New York, when we went to Manhattan last, when was it, last two summer, whenever I went to Manhattan, I took pictures of downtown Manhattan, you know, people walking and architecture and stuff like that. I didn't take a pic, like here I am doing a selfie in the car, here I am doing a selfie on the street, here I am doing a selfie. It's like, no, I don't need any selfies. I want to remember what I saw when I was here. I don't want to remember me doing a selfie. And I think that too many, you know, too many people, they don't take advantage of these phones. Because it really is a gift that we get to take this many pictures. Because when I grew up, man, there's hardly any pictures of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had people contact me on Facebook about
same way with me.
Yeah, they contact you on Facebook. Hey, remember, blah blah blah. I've even had people that I have gone out with who will contact me and things are going good. Blah 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 blah. Hey, remember when blah blah blah? And I'll go. Hey, do me a favor. Do you have any pictures of me from that time? And they're like, no, I don't think I do, because I want my daughter to be able to see pictures of me from times in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there aren't any, you know?
Right.
My daughter would be like, Dad, do you have any pictures of you in college? And I'm like, no, I don't think I do. I can't find any pictures of me in college. So, you know, it would be nice to have those pictures to remember. So just, you know. And unfortunately now it's like, oh, man, It's like, crap, now I've got the camera and I've got the ability to take pictures and I look like shit. It's like when I look good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. We'll wrap it up with it. I got an email. Let's see. Let me read this email. Maybe I should save this email. Yeah, I'll save this email. Nick, you got to read this email. There's a great three-way story. I'll save that.
Great.
I'll save that for Monday.
This is what I want to talk about.
Yeah, you get a good story. You got to read it. I'll save that for Monday. And a couple other listener interactions that I'll save for Monday as well. This is the last show for the week. We're back Monday with more fun. I want to thank everybody for listening today, especially the new listeners that came over. Just do me a favor, everybody. Share the podcast today. I think it was a fun show, especially early on. So when I put the link up for the podcast, spread it around, have people listen. All right, because I think it's a fun one. I think yesterday's show was when Spanky called in doped up and Dog Food Lady and all that stuff. You want to share yesterday's show too if you're trying to get friends of yours to listen to the Morning Disaster. Yesterday's show was also one of those shows you want to share. All right, Nikki, you've been on a roll lately. You've been on a roll on fire lately with your broadcasting abilities. Really have. I mean, you've been very sassy lately. I love it. Good shows. Spanky, you've been on 2 days in a row, and you've been remarkable both days. Thank you.
I woke up.
I think it's great. You should be on more often.
Well, I'll try if I don't get all doped up and out to another world.
Gully sent me a message saying he will be back to the show soon to check in with us. He's been very busy. You know, last time he was on, he was talking about his show, and he was being given a chance in London to do his own show on that Phoenix FM. Well, they picked up his show. He's now doing it. Now doing it every week.
That's awesome.
So congratulations to Gully. Alan Gulliver, follow him on Facebook. He'll give you links to if you'd like to listen to his show on the English radio station. You can listen to it online if you want to give it a shot. It's that heavy metal show. Or hard rock show, whatever you want to call it. Like I said, that's it for us. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll run Best of tomorrow. And this weekend, we might be down. The live stream will be down for a little bit because there's some technical tweaks that need to be made. And I'm gonna try to move the office around. And more than likely, we will. There will be when it gets back on. I'll probably play some classic Chubby Ray episodes, or I might play full episodes of classic Morning Disaster shows. I'll put that on the Ray Lytle Morning Disaster Facebook page when it finally happens, okay? That wraps up this week of shows. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday morning. So long, everybody.
Goodbye. Hey. See ya.